Proclamation number 0619 of 14th of October, 1938. Free will. Recognize. Submission to God's will. My dear child, visualize my nearness, so you remain indissolubly connected with me. See, what is destined by me to animate the earth, also goes the way on earth according to my will until own will is given to the living being. Then my will is only active as far as I guide man so that he himself can draw the greatest possible benefit for his soul. Only then man recognizes this my providence when he is neglected to use its right. Then he also knows how strongly his will worked against mine and how he has used his free will to the detriment of his soul. And yet this realization is advantageous for him if he henceforth endeavors to subordinate himself to the divine will. The inner voice often shows him the right way. And if he then gratefully accepts every situation in life from the hand of the Creator, then he will still derive great benefit from it. For I give all earthly children the opportunities which are most conducive to their development. The difficult situations in life are not disadvantageous for the soul. On the other hand, the favorable circumstances can often have a negative effect. But only if the free will switches off the connection with the eternal Godhead. Now man is spiritually enlivened through the influence of higher spirit beings. The concern for the erring people lets them be incessantly active, and so the train of thought of man is again and again influenced from this side, and with not completely hardened earthly children. The spirit beings mostly succeed in reviving the thought of the divinity, and it is now the further activity of these spirit beings and also of success in most cases. For man, when he recognizes the divinity, is far happier in his consciousness and then no longer drops this realization. He endeavors to make the concept of God his own in such a way that soon all thinking is spiritualized. That he now seeks God of his own free will and also surely finds him, because God can be found by everyone who only seeks him. Even the most unbelieving recognizes a higher power, but does not know how to form a proper concept of it. The commandment of charity is the ladder on whose rungs knowledge is to be sought. Only rise in the observance of this commandment. And it will fall from your eyes like scales. You, who still have it difficult to recognize. Suddenly you will understand that God is only in love. And that he is close to you, if you only love your neighbor as yourself and thus God above all. And if you have recognized, then the spirit drives you further upward and your will follows without resistance. You have now subordinated your own will to the will of God and are thus guided into all wisdom. What was unclear to you until then, you begin to understand the deeper and more powerful love works in you. Thus my will has guided you, but by virtue of your free will, you took up contact with me and gave me this free will and thus made it entirely your own. And this alone is the right path you should take in order to reach eternal life. Amen.